Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, I know you're going to, so go buy Bricado's, and when you do, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Hosted an amazing draft party there back in April, and the parties commence again starting August 11th for the Bucks' first preseason game as we kick off the 2017 season with stick carriers uniting again. All of the food is fresh at Sports Legends. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't do my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Speak softly and
I am extremely fired up about the stick carriers.
What's my name?
Jason! 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 Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick!
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't answer now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool. Now I'm getting old, but that ain't my style.
As we near the end of this week, we'll be 1 week away from training camp. As we get closer to this upcoming Saturday, we will be 2 weeks away from the takeover. And 3 weeks from Friday is the first preseason game, where we will have a huge party to kick off football season. I don't give a fuck if it's preseason or not. The party will be on at Sports Legends. Cannot wait to see all of you there for the takeover and then the big ass party. Hey, if you saw the draft party, you know we know how to throw it the fuck down. And I'm happy to lead the charge with each and every one of you. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish and host of this very podcast, Bucks Uncensored. I hope you all have enjoyed the podcast over the last couple of months to help all of us, including myself, through the off season. But it's just about for real. Right? I mean, it's just about for real. And see, once we get to the real portion, holy shit, the movement will explode. This podcast will explode. I mean, things are happening for us as fans off the field, not to mention what's about to happen for us on the field. And the beauty of all of this is that it's all colliding together. It's all coming together at the same time, piece by piece. I mean, it truly is amazing what has transpired. And I don't know if this was strategic on the Bucks' part or not. I don't think it was. It just so happened that the circumstances played out the way they did. And it all started with Dirk Cutter, who was interviewed by Ira Kaufman and Steve Isbitz, JoeBucksFan.com, and he's ready.
I am extremely fired up about the stick carriers.
He is, and he talked more in depth about what the stick carriers are.
When I hear you guys and I hear the commish and the people that call in talking about the stick carriers, really what the stick carriers are, and you guys have been here a long time, it's the Seattle game. Right, it's the Seattle game. It's bringing that crowd at Ray J. The stick carriers are just the ones out front of the charge. But I know what it's like to play in stadiums when you're playing against the home crowd and the other team. And if we get that home crowd like it was in that Seattle game for 8 home games, we're going to be tough to beat.
There was a mandate put out there by Dirk Cutter. I mean, he wants us to lead the charge. And by all means, as the leader of the stick carriers and the one who created this movement on this podcast, I'm happy to stand side by side, each and every one of you, in leading that charge. That charge begins on August 5th. Okay? This movement has been fun. We've done it together. We had a party together for the draft, but we have not gone public. We have not been in the public eye together. That comes to an end August 5th. Do what you can to be there. You do not want to miss this. This is where we explode onto the scene and we let all those doubters know that we are not dividing the fan base, we are unifying the fan base. That we are stronger in numbers. And not only are we uniting together as fans, but we are uniting with our team. Dirk Cutter is on board, Jason Light is on board. You saw that through his tweets. All of you have seen him by now. When Jason Light, the Buccaneers general manager, tweets out a bat that says big stick on it, dude's on board. These guys listen to the podcast. They love it. Why would an organization not want their fans to come together to provide a home field advantage? This is not a team organized event. This is nothing to do with the marketing department or anything from the Bucks. This is a grassroots effort of one podcast and a rabid group of Bucks fans, including myself, that have come together and have built something very special in an off season. We haven't even touched the surface of what this movement could be during the regular season, when we march into that stadium together, a group of 100, then 150, then 250, then 500. We got 1,000 people marching into Raymond James Stadium together for each game, doing our chants, yelling, screaming. With each game that passes, people are going to look at us and say, who are they? And how do I become part of them? You just did. You just did by asking the question. You are in. There's no prerequisites. All Bucks fans are stick carriers in some way, shape, or form. But to become a stick carrier, you've got to lose control. You got to let yourself go. Live in the moment. We haven't done that inside that stadium. We have a chance to do that finally with the product that's going to be put out onto the field. We know it's good. We know it's good. And if we can assist in any way, not only by making it a living fucking hell for the other team, but to inspire, to have our team run out of that tunnel right there by 119. You know, Section 119 is right by the Bucks tunnel. For them to run out onto the field and feel that energy, dude, that gets your adrenaline going. They're going to play better. And we're going to make it a living hell on the opposing team. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a home field advantage, and that is something we have, you could argue, have never had. We've had good home field advantage, but a true intimidating home field advantage, we have the chance to lead the charge as stick carriers. What Dirk Cutter has said and has mandated, if we can lead the charge and do that for him, for this team, we're going to be a big part of the success they have on the field. And see, I have had a couple of people say, well, you know, the people that sit in 119 aren't any more special than the people that sit in other sections. You're absolutely correct. But see, as I've stated before, we have to have that centralized, that focal point in that stadium. That section 119 is vital for our cause to lead the charge. See, but as vital as Section 119 is, if you sit in another section, you are equally as important. 119 has to lead the charge within that stadium, but then it is up to each and every one of you sitting in other sections. You have to take that energy and then spread it throughout your sections. We are calling on you to spread the energy of 119 to where you sit and the people around you. And slowly but surely, but now all of a sudden, Section 119, every section is going to become Section 119. But it is going to take time and effort. Spread the word. Wear the shirts. Let people know that we are creating something special inside the stadium. And after all that hard work and energy is done, and we build what I think all of us envision that stadium being and becoming, holy shit. The National Football League is going to take notice. The nation, the world is going to take notice. We all know of the dominant fan bases throughout the NFL. There's no reason why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cannot have that type of fan base, especially with the team that they're putting together that can win now and in the future. We've heard from the coach. We've heard from the general manager on Twitter. And before we hear from anyone else relating to the team, you all know him from Headlines Barbershop. He is my very good friend. I don't know of anybody that is a bigger Bucks fan. Now, you might be as big. You might be as rabid and as big and as passionate of a Bucks fan. But there's no bigger Bucks fan, no more passionate Bucks fan than my very good friend, and I'm happy to call him a good friend, Christian.
What's up, Justin? It's your boy, Christian Perez, back at you with another Bucks take. Bro, so I haven't sent one in a while. I know you guys have been asking, where's Christian? Where's he at? I've seen, you know, Justin knows I've been real busy, but if I'm coming back with a bang! Pow! I know you guys have seen Step Brother. I know you were talking about it's the Catalina fucking wine. Pow! Catalina wine mixer. Anyways, that's a side topic. Let's get back on track. So I'm coming back with a bang. Coming back with a bang. Somebody came into the barbershop, Justin, and told me a little secret that it's not just Coach Cutter and it's not just Jason Light that has acknowledged, that has seen this movement that's called the stick carriers. The players know too, guys. You guys see Robert Ayers. You guys see Miko Grimes hashtagging big motherfucking stick. Well, I got another Bucks player that came into the shop and sent me a Bucks take. I've heard this shit. It's fucking incredible. You want to talk about getting hyped? You want to talk about being hyped. August 5th, motherfuckers. If you guys aren't going to be there, I don't know where the fuck you're going to be. But I know where I'm going to be with my fucking big stick carrier fucking flag right up front. And I'm going to be screaming like it's fucking game day. Be screaming like it's fucking game day. Listen, since I know Coach Cutter and I know Jason Light listens to the podcast as well, the players know. Coach, the players know. They know where to go to get their haircut. Jason, I'm talking to you, Mr. Jason Light. The players know. Listen, you guys got to come in to the stick carrier establishment and come get a hot towel shave. Coach, I'll get you right, bro. Ask Justin about our hot towel shave. Literally, I told Justin, it will change your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Justin, let him know what it's about. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys are ready for this Bucks take. Listen to it. Check it out. I hope you're ready for August 5th. I'm sorry I've been gone, but I've been real busy. But as always, we go back into this. Shh. Speak softly. And carry a big motherfucking stick!
Woo! The hot towel shave will change your life. It's very, very hot and towely. And I told Christian I need to get back there. Now, he's got a location right by my work. I just got to get over there during my lunch. But, yeah, so take care of that. Christian made reference to a player. If you didn't think that the stick carriers were on the map already with the head coach referencing them, and the general manager tweeting about them. Folks, what fan movement, what podcast, what combined fan movement and podcast, such as the stick carriers in this podcast, Bucks Uncensored, has gotten the blessing of the coach and general manager of a National Football League team and organization? The answer is none. The answer is none. Well, we've got coach, we've got general manager, and now say hello as the players become or are now getting on board.
What's going on, y'all? This is Vernon Hargraves. It's not only the coaches and the GM that know about August 5th when everybody's going to show up and support. You know, the players know about it too. I let everybody know. So we're extremely excited to see you guys out there. You know, come loud, be ready. And August 5th, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Did you hear what he said? I mean, the players know. The players in that locker room are feeling it. The coach knows. The general manager knows. Vernon Hargraves knows. The players, Robert Ayers is liking all of your tweets. Okay, I'm not sure if you guys have seen this and noticed it, but I have. Tweets about stick carriers. Robert Ayers is over there liking those tweets. Miko Grimes hashtagged BMFS. We started that hashtag. It stands for Big Motherfucking Stick. Miko Grimes, which means Brent Grimes. He's on board. The players are feeling it. You think Quan Alexander isn't feeling it? You think Noah Spence doesn't know what's going on? These guys know what's going on. Jameis Winston's dad is a stick carrier. He listens to the podcast. He's on the Facebook page. You listening right now are part of something special. The ground floor. The players know it, the coach knows it, the general manager knows it, and each one of you should know it as well. Special things are happening. And now that we've got the trifecta and the players on board, and I invite, listen, if you're a player and you're listening to this right now, or you're a family member of a player and you're listening to this right now, tell your son, or if you are a player, send us more. If we can get those genuine, like Vernon Hargraves, if we can get more Bucks takes from players, this is the group you should be speaking to. You're speaking to a group of fans right now that want to do for you what many other fans think you should be doing for them. You should do whatever it takes to win. Well, guess what? We want to help you win. Speak to the fans. We will be out there in full force. A franchise-changing day, August 5th, for the training camp takeover. Stick Carrier Day at One Buck Place. It's where the players and the fans are going to unite. Where fans all around are going to unite. The coach and general manager will unite. It's going to be a day that none of you will ever forget. I promise you that. I promise you that. And it's going to irk a lot of people in a little tent to your left as we're sitting there. It's called the media tent. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to me. Shouldn't matter to you. Their clickbait just isn't going to work anymore. And maybe they're freaking out over it. I don't know. But I think it's loud and clear who the organization is siding with. Do we side with the media or do we side with the fans? Well, they have spoken, and their words and their actions have spoken clearly. Spoken softly, they carried a big motherfucking stick and they shoved it right up the ass of each and every one of those media members.
Bucks Uncensored. It's a beautiful day.
Man, I'm so fired up to have a player on board like Hargraves and for him to say, is it possible? Anyone else want to hear it again? I want to hear it again, man. I'm fired up.
What's going on, y'all? This is Vernon Hargraves. It's not only the coaches in the GM that know about August 5th when everybody's going to show up and support. You know, the players know about it too. I let everybody know. So we're extremely excited to see you guys out there. You know, come loud, be ready. And August 5th, speak softly and carry a big stick.
No, no, no. I'm not speaking softly on August 5th. I don't know about y'all. Man, I might speak softly that entire week leading up to it, but fuck that. I am letting it rip on August 5th. Man, I got to just make sure that I don't, you know, yell too loud the night before. Because anyone that's coming into town knows, and if you're in town, you can come with us. We'll try and figure out if we're going to meet up at the hotel all these out-of-towners are staying. I think all the out-of-towners are staying at the same hotel, like a Courtyard or something. And if we're going to meet up there and then all go to downtown St. Pete or just meet in downtown St. Pete, but it's First Friday. We're going to go out. We're going to party. We're going to celebrate at Stick Carriers. And we're going to get up because we're going to feel great because we're all going to have B4. And by the way, talk to B4 this week, and they're all in on that First Friday. I said, listen, we got to make sure we're good for the next morning because that is the training camp takeover. So if we, you know, we're going to drink a little bit, you know, it's First Friday. We're going to go out. We're going to party a little bit. But we got to make sure we feel good. They're like, we got you. So they're hooking us up. They're going to hook me up with a ton of B4 to bring for that night. And then not only is B4 going to hook us up that night for the downtown St. Pete First Friday where we go, and I don't know about y'all. Are y'all going to be wearing your stick carrier shirts, speak softly shirts? I know I am. I'll have mine on. But then August 11th is the first preseason game, Bucks Bengals. The party is on at Sports Legends, and B4 will be there as well. So you don't have to worry about that hangover the next day. They will be handing out free samples, free cans of B4 to everyone in attendance. And it's funny, I went to lunch with Lou. Went to lunch with Lou on Sunday, and he was telling me the story. Him and his wife, we got to meet his wife when Johnny B was with us with his girlfriend, and Lou's wife was telling me how, you know, she was just like, I don't know how he got up the next morning. And then Lou was telling me he was up at 4 o'clock the morning after the draft party. 4 o'clock in the morning. He goes, dude, I have no idea how I was up that early. He goes, it had to have been the B4. I go, I know. You get up and you're just like, all right, let's go. It's really amazing stuff. Wes actually got some B4, didn't you, Wes?
Hey, Justin. Wes from Phoenix, man. Glad the podcast is rocking. Wish I could join you boys at the Stick Carrier training camp takeover, man. Just went to order some B4, got in contact with them, couldn't find a promo code for the discount, but got in contact with them, man, and they hooked it up. They hooked it up. So shout outs to B4, man. Really appreciate that. Figured I'd do a little something for your sponsors, brother. And, hey, as always, speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick.
Appreciate that, Wes. Thanks for taking care of B4. They are a great partner of ours, and they'll be a part of all of our parties that we have moving forward. And Bricado's, of course, going to be a destination for lunch. I'm actually going to talk to Mike there at Bricado's to see if he would be interested in catering some sort of breakfast that morning. Might be a little easier than going to, my big fear about going to Panera is that if all of us go, it could take them a long time. It just sounds like complete chaos. I'd much rather just have a big ass table with some sandwiches. Hey, here's a sandwich. Boom. All pre-made, really easy. And then we all go back to Bricado's for lunch. So like a breakfast sandwich from Bricado's, and we go and get a Cuban and a fucking devil crab, and we have our lunch there as well. You in? I'm in. And then, of course, Sports Legends been a great partner as well. And we are going to fire up some parties at Sports Legends and other places coming up. But Sports Legends has been great and home of the best draft party I've ever been to. I've done a lot of draft parties in my day. I've put on a lot of parties in general. And that, by far, is the best party I've ever thrown. I've ever been to. I mean, it was spectacular. So, great job, Sports Legends. Great job, Bricado's, B4. We love all of them as well. Real quick on Vernon Hargraves and this defense. You know, we haven't done a lot of X's and O's, but I wouldn't mind mixing them in. Let me tell you, I keep hearing people say, "Listen, the offense has the weapons, but I'm a little concerned about that defense." Fucking defense carried the team last year. I mean, are we forgetting this? Do we not want to give credit where credit is due from a year ago? I mean, that 5-game winning streak wasn't because the offense was fucking lighting it up. It's because the defense was shutting it the fuck down. I mean, Quan Alexander, Levante David changed the entire game against the Chargers. I thought Hargraves, you know, we talk about Vernon Hargraves, as a rookie stepping in and starting every game last year, I thought he did a great job. I mean, a great job. And him opposite of Brent Grimes, you know, you just hope that he doesn't lose a step due to age, and last year he didn't. And I really like Ryan Smith moving back to corner. Now you've got the rookie back there, Evans, Keith Tandy, Chris Conte, the guy they got from Dallas at safety. So some depth at safety. You still got Jude Ajay-Barima. You got Elliott, who played a lot of the nickel corner line. You know, some good depth at corner. Okay, I'm seeing some depth there. I'm anxious to see, honestly, what Ryan Smith does. Come on, Ryan Smith. Step it on up. Linebackers, of course, feel good about those guys. I think Quan Alexander is poised to take a gigantic step into stardom this year, and I think it helps with the Hard Knocks. Ian Beckles and I spoke about that on Sunday. He asked me, he goes, "Who's the one player that's going to benefit most from Hard Knocks?" I said, "Quan Alexander." He goes, "You're absolutely correct. Quan motherfucking Alexander. That guy is just on the cusp of stardom. He's just got to take that big old step forward, and he's going to become a star in this league. And so I'm sure most of you are saying, well, what about the pass rush? Got to get a pass rush. Look at the depth they've started to build there on their defensive line. You know, they keep Golston. Love it. Ayers is still there. Noah Spence in year two. Pass rushers don't come in and dominate the league in year one. But, man, you see what Spence has done, and he's down to like 245 and just shredded. Man, I got big expectations for Noah Spence. You got McCoy, you got Chris Baker, Clinton McDonald still around, not a starter now. He's a bat, and that's how you build depth. You didn't get rid of Clinton McDonald, but he's still there, but he was a starter, but now he's a backup. Okay, perfect. And then you got Stevie T, the seventh round, big nose tackle. They're going to mix in some 3-4, some 4-3. I mean, I just rambled off the entire defense. I don't have the roster in front of me. But, man, when I start to think of all these names they have on that side of the ball, for anyone to say that that's a weakness on this team, the statistics they were putting up during the 5-game winning streak, which was in the second half of the season, is actually kind of mind-blowing. It was them and the Giants who had the best defense going for a while. Oh, did I forget the key ingredient of all of this? Keeping Mike Smith was the biggest move the franchise made the entire offseason. I said it when it happened. I'll say it again. Of O.J. Howard, DeSean Jackson, Chris Baker, whoever else the Bucks have brought in this offseason, re-sign, whatever you want to say, keeping Mike Smith as defensive coordinator was vital. Vital. And I think for where they might lack talent in some people's eyes, when you look on paper and you say, Bucks defense, that's a weakness. They make up for it in chemistry. And knowing where they need to be. And knowing what Mike Smith is asking of them. And as young players get better, Quan Alexander, Vernon Hargreaves, Noah Spence, I mean, the list can go on and on if you want it to. I mean, Keith Tandy continues to improve. As that list continues to grow, and they have a better grasp of what's being asked of them, and these older veterans continue to step up, and I think this is a year where Robert Ayers, I thought he was captain. To me, he acted like a captain last year. This is year two. He's a leader on that defense. Quan Alexander's a leader on that defense. They're starting to develop that swagger on defense, too. When you talk about Chris Baker and Quan Alexander and Robert Ayers and what Noah Spence could do and Vernon Hargreaves and Brent Grimes on the outside, I mean, you've got to have an attitude on defense. And that attitude has been missing for a long, long time. To me, it was just a very passive, happy to be here type of attitude on defense for the Bucks for several years, really since Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks and Rondé Barber and those players. But now with the players I just mentioned before, the current players, they've got a swagger again. They got an attitude that we're going to kick your ass. You are not going to have success against us, Seattle, New Orleans. And these were games at home where this defense dominated. And they can do that again, and we can help them as stick carriers. So let's do it. Let's do it together. All right, let me get a couple of Bucks takes in. As I said, I was on with Ian Beckles. On Sunday, Ian made reference to some incident that happened at Jameis Winston's autograph thing. It was something to do with Florida State. Some lady wrote some post on Facebook that Jameis was 2 hours late and blah, blah, blah. Her kid cried. And I was just like, oh, God, here we go. And I had zero information on it. Well, as I've gained more information, I was like, I'm just sitting here rolling my eyes because it's like, I don't know if people are just searching for him or waiting for him to do something wrong. Apparently, he did nothing wrong. Rob was actually at the mall at the time. Not at the event, but at the mall. And he got to witness some of what Jameis Winston was. We'll just leave it to Rob for a moment. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Stick Carriers and Justin, what's going on? Just wanted to reach out to you like I did on Sunday and let you know about the autograph signing that made some news on the radio, at least 102.5. About Jameis being 2 hours late and people being upset, kids leaving crying, saying they didn't get their autographs. Well, I was there with my son, happened to be getting some cleats for his baseball season, and we walked by and we're like, wow, that's Jameis on the stage. And the line was just finishing up, and some people were just getting their autographs, and a couple other people that didn't pay were on the side of the stage asking Jameis to pose for pictures. He was posing. Not one person left upset, and you know, there was a big stage, and I guess it was all done for FSU alumni. So it was like $100 an autograph for to meet Jameis or whoever else was there. And at the end, like I said, the last people got their autographs. Not one person was sitting there angry, upset, or anything. And he was actually posing for pictures. So not sure where the news was coming from saying people were upset. Again, I don't know if he was late or not. But, you know, like I said, everybody seemed to be leaving happy and upbeat. And even those that didn't pay for autographs or to meet Jameis left happy because he posed for pictures. What do you call that? Fake news. So I'm putting that out as fake news that Jameis left people upset and crying. Did not happen. We just happened to stumble there as going for cleats for my son. So letting you guys know from a Stick Carrier's perspective what the truth really was. Hey, everybody. I'll see you guys soon at the Stick Carrier Takeover. So let's all speak softly and carry our big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, the argument was that Jameis Winston showed up 2 hours late. Then somebody tweeted me the flyer that the times of the autographs were Chris Wanky at noon, Peter Warwick at 1, Jameis Winston at 2. 2 hours after the initial autographs were to begin. God, people are dumb. Let's get Frank the Tank in. Hey, Frank the... Oh, boy.
Commish, it's Frank the Tank up in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Just finished listening to your podcast from Monday where you talked about how the Stick Carriers are probably the only organized fan base that's supported by a team's head coach and general manager. I think that says a lot about just the quality of work you've been doing, Commish. But I don't know if you or any of the other Stick Carriers follow the U.S. men's national soccer team. They'll actually be there in Tampa this week. But they have a fan base called the American Outlaws. And you can tell who's just a regular fan and who's an outlaw. Because they're the ones that gather together before the games. They're the ones that are the loudest during the games. And at the end of the game, the players and the coach will actually come by where most of them are gathered at, give a standing ovation, and just thank them for everything they do, and just thank them for being the passionate fans that they are. And I think the same thing can be said about, you know, fans who are just regular Buccaneers fans and those who are Stick Carriers. And I think people are going to recognize who you guys are, whether you're in Section 119 or anywhere else in Raymond James. But, Commish, I don't think it's a very hard fact to believe that at the end of the games, I think a lot of players will come by Section 119, and even the coach and Jason Light will come by and just show the respect that they have for y'all. And I think they'll do the same thing during training camp and any other kind of organized event you guys might have. But, Commish, you keep doing what you're doing, Stick Carriers. I'm not going to be there for the takeover at camp. And I know a lot of us won't be from outside of Florida, but y'all be the loudest ones there. Be respectful and just show the other fans just how great it is to be a Stick Carrier. Go Bucks.
All right. I think Dirk Cutter and Jason Light are going to show their respect to the fans, and I think the fans are going to show it right back to them. Can I hear a little Vernon Hargraves again or what?
What's going on, y'all? This is Vernon Hargraves. It's not only the coaches and the GM that know about August 5th when everybody's going to show up and support. You know, the players know about it too. I let everybody know. So we're extremely excited to see you guys out there. You know, come loud, be ready. And August 5th, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Man, I can't wait. I cannot fucking wait. It's going to be awesome. Glad we got to talk some defense. Man, as we get closer, and we're like a week and a half, about a week away. Cannot wait for training camp to get underway. We are going to get into more X's and O's on the team, but you got to know I'm excited about this training camp takeover day, about the parties we got coming up, about all the celebrations that we can indulge in together. And, you know, it all kind of relates. You know, this isn't just about X's and O's. This is about having fun. I mean, that's what sports is, entertainment. So it's one thing for them to win, but, man, to celebrate that together, that's something special. That's what we're building here, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to get your shirts, BigMFNStick.com. BigMFNStick.com. A lot of choices, a lot of things for you to choose from, but a great way to spread the word. I think we're going to try and get, I know Rob was going to try and get some stickers made, so we'll get some stick carrier stickers. I believe we might even have window clings, so maybe, you know, to put on your car that say hashtag stick carrier. Great way to spread the word about this movement. I want to build it as much as you do. So, anything that we can do to help build this into the tens of thousands is what I'm aiming for. And, you know, if it continues to grow and everyone's engulfed in it, then so be it. I'll be fired up about that as well. So BigMFNStick.com, Facebook.com, search for Stick Carriers, become a member of our Stick Carrier group there. Great way to interact with other Bucks fans, much like yourself. I love the interaction that y'all have on the Facebook and on Twitter. It's Stick_Carriers. You can follow me on all my social medias. It's at Commish Online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And JPulowski324 on Snapchat. I have stopped accepting friend requests on my personal Facebook page, and that is, that is no offense to anyone, but I'm going to try and keep that to more of my personal life, my more work and family life than Bucks stuff. So I guess what was frustrating was if I posted anything about my personal life or anything about work or anything like that, I just kept having Bucks fans jump in and talk about carrying a big stick. That's my personal life. I mean, you got to separate the two. So I'm not really accepting anymore unless I personally know people on my personal Facebook page, but I will be interacting with all of you on the Stick Carrier Facebook page is where we all go to interact with each other. You don't want to know about, you know, what I did with my daughter on a weekend or, you know, what happened to me at work during the day. That's for my personal, it's for family and friends, close, you know, stuff like that. You want to talk Buccaneer football, you want to carry that big motherfucking stick, we'll do it on the Stick Carrier page as well. So I appreciate you understanding that, and I appreciate each and every one of you for helping this podcast grow and this movement grow. I cannot thank each and every one of you enough, and the way I'll show you my thanks is I'll just continue to help lead the charge and organize these events and coordinate it and do our very best in promoting this movement and building this movement. So thanks again. Podcast is available on iTunes, Podcast Addict, and Podbean. First available at joebucksfan.com. That's on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturday mornings. First thing in the morning. And then at noon, if you do subscribe on iTunes, for you Apple, iPhone users, or on Android, it's Podcast Addict or Podbean. The podcast will download directly to your phone automatically at noon on each of those days. Have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Next podcast comes your way on Wednesday. And as always, we end it by coming right back into this. Speak softly. Speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick. Nailed it.